Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. As a reminder, we discussed the importance of thanksgiving God, worshiping God, and remembrance of God. An essential way to worship God is to resist against satanic temptations which take us toward sins. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said to Imam Ali, peace upon him, that it is very difficult to be always in remembrance of God. True remembrance of God means that when the ground is set for committing sin, the individual fears God and does not commit sin. God has mentioned examples of those who kept aloof from sin for the sake of God. When the Egyptian chieftain's wife, Zuleikha, solicited Prophet Yusuf, the latter refrained from the grave sinful act and preferred God's satisfaction to disgrace in this world and painful punishment of the hereafter. This was because of Yusuf's incessant remembrance of God. There are many ayahs in the Quran which warn us against satanic temptations. For instance, ayah 6 of Surah Fatir reads, "Indeed, Satan is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy." Ayah 27 of Surah A'raf also reads, "O children of Adam, do not let Satan tempt you like he expelled your parents from paradise." This heedfulness is remembrance of God. In the blessed month of Ramadan, God's servants refine their hearts through doing righteous deeds purely for God's sake. This way, they attain more blessings from God's banquet in this month. The attachment of the faithful to the Quran in this month and paying attention to religious instructions brings more spirituality to their life. Healthy spirits of individuals prevails in the society and makes the society healthy. The deeds of an individual are, in fact, the food of his spirit. Sins sicken the spirit and good deeds strengthen it. This will bring calm to human being. God says in Ayah 28 of Surah Rad, "Those who have faith and whose hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance, look, the hearts find rest only in Allah's remembrance." The human heart is related to his outward. For instance, if the eyes see something, the heart will seek it. One should control whatever enters his or her heart. The bodily organs are the gates of the heart. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "Whatever enters the hearts comes from two ways, the eyes and the ears." The Imam means that we should be very careful on what we listen to and what we look at. Being in close relation with the Quran is very useful for gaining spirituality, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan. The Islamic Iran every year promotes the Quranic culture through recitation of this book in mosques and holy places with scores of thousands of participants. Recitation of the Quran needs some preparations, which have been recommended by religious leaders. One of them is ritual ablution. This helps the reciter of the Quran and the listener to gain more of its benefits. Ayah 79 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah reads in this regard, "No one touches it except the pure ones." However, the great servants of God, the friends of God, say that this purity has degrees, meaning that those who want to recite the Quran should have a mouth pure of sins. This will help the word of God enter the heart of the reciter. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has also recommended the faithful to brush their teeth before reciting the Quran. This means that both outward and inward cleanness matter in Islam. Dear listeners, according to the Prophet of Islam and his infallible successors, mere looking at the words of the Quran is an act of worship. Looking kindly at the face of the parents is also worship. Looking at the holy Kaaba is worship too. Looking at the faces of ulama is also considered as worship. Nevertheless, looking at the words of the Quran is very good, especially during the blessed month of Ramadan, provided that it is accompanied by contemplation. Ayah 204 of Surah A'raf reads in this regard, "When the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent. Maybe you will receive Allah's mercy." This Quranic instruction has been mentioned by Imam Sadiq, peace upon him too. The Imam says, "Whenever the Quran is recited at your presence, it is obligatory for you to keep silent and pay attention to it." No doubt, familiarity with the teachings of the Quran does not end here. Recitation of the ayahs of the Quran and understanding their meaning are the first steps for putting into practice in the individual and social life. Ayatollah Khamenei says in this regard, "Beautiful recitation of the divine ayahs is the prelude for reflection of the Quran. We do not want to engage ourselves to make ourselves busy with recitation and reading the Quran and Quranic tones as a basic issue. This is the prelude. This is the course. Recitation of the Quran with sweet voice causes the human heart to get soft, to be humble, and to be prepared for understanding the Quranic teachings and Quranic ayahs. We need this."